Travel World, right here on AM 600. CIQC. Oh, Chad. Meow. Oh, no. What have I gotten myself into? You're listening to Travel World.
Another holiday.
With Willem and Steve.
And welcome to Travel World with Willem and Steve. And we have a great warm welcome to the newest member of Travel World, Michelle Landry. Welcome on board.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you very much. It's nice to be here.
Yeah, it was nice. She's visiting us all the way from Lapeer, Michigan,
mm-hmm.
and she's come to Montreal. And one of the nice things that she's going to be doing with us here is she's going to be experiencing the town like a visitor,
right.
giving us our impressions.
I'll also be balancing out the testosterone in here and doing some male bashing, you know, for the females in the audience here.
And that'd be something pretty cool. You know, last week we were in Milwaukee. We had a great time.
Great time in Milwaukee. Really enjoyed it.
Oh, it was a lot of fun. The following day, I wish we'd have gone there before, we could have mentioned it, but they have some hydroponic domes in Milwaukee where they, I guess we have the biodome here, but it's a similar idea, but they're like, they call them geodesic domes, but they actually kind of look like Milwaukee's breasts a bit.
That's
what they call them. There's a poster in Milwaukee. I'm not kidding. And the lady, you know,
well, the director of the conservatory, Christine,
yeah.
she says, no, this is what they are locally referred to. And these are like the botanical gardens. They're themed about the desert, and they don't have a
arid dome. They have the tropical dome, and
there's
and
also
Christine said it was okay that we spent some time exploring her dome. So
we spent that time, and
yeah.
it gave us that first touch of real spring weather when we visited the spring flower exhibition.
It was really something. The weather was pretty good, and I gotta say, it's a great place to go visit. So go to Milwaukee anytime. They call it Milwaukee down
there. Yeah,
there's
a way to pronounce it. In Wisconsinese, or however you want to call it.
Nobody would actually do that accent for me afterwards, but I guess you got to see a few reruns of Fargo to
fully
to
appreciate
really
how they speak in parts of the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah, uh-huh, something like that, anyway.
Yeah.
So we're here with Michelle, and how was your trip, Michelle?
My trip up here was absolutely wonderful. I came up here on via rail from Sarnia. Now, the only problem I had with that was the turn to the station wasn't marked, so I found myself on a dead-end road in an industrial park, and I don't know where.
We usually joke about that, but it's supposed to be just a joke. So you were on an industrial road someplace, yeah?
On it, in the middle of nowhere at 5:30 in the morning.
Mm.
You know that you know it's not going to get any better. You see a sign that says, now entering the middle.
I have to tell you, the service on Via Rail is just exemplary. I mean, I was spoiled and pampered, and they were so darn polite. I mean,
they put you in diapers? Well, you said you were pampered.
Well, they plied me with wine and food, so you take it as you want it.
No, I'm not kidding, though. Via Rail.
No, that is the way to go.
What a way to travel.
They were just so wonderful. And then, unfortunately, though, I had the experience of someone grabbing my suitcase, and then I kind of grabbed theirs. And when I called up Via Rail, they said, well, we'll have to open up the suitcase and identify one of the items in there.
And were there any embarrassing personal items in that suitcase?
There may have been.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, we're talking about my electric razor
for
my legs, guys.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. What did I get myself into this?
This is a travel show.
This is a travel show. Are you sure?
A celebration of the good things in life,
Chad. And there's lots of great things that go on in life.
This is Travel World.
That's
Call
sure.
1-900-399 a minute. No.
You see, it's not just us, Chad.
There are other people out there. There are actually other people out there with a view of the world like we do.
Oh, no, that's dangerous, I suppose. But no, we do have a good time. I mean, what's the point of traveling anyway if you can't enjoy yourself? We have a real special guest coming up in 2 weeks. I'm not going to let you know who it is, but just to say that we were so honored to meet this person. As I grew up, I was reading this lady's articles in the newspapers, stuff like that, greatly influenced how I went about my business in Montreal, and we met her yesterday. She is the goddess of a particular function that a lot of people do. Well, may as well mention it. Sandra Phillips, Montreal Shopping, smart shopping Montreal.
And she was so nice. I mean, I'm a shopaholic. I love to bargain shop, and she just sat with me and told me all the great places to go to. She even gave me one of her books and said if I needed any help to give her a call up, and I tell you, I was so impressed. She was just so nice and friendly.
Yeah, very approachable, very sweet lady, but she was telling me she has a little secret. She says all that money that she saves shopping, she kind of spends it on travel. And why not, of course? You know, you got to enjoy your life.
Right, you enjoy life Absolutely. In both ways. You get some great merchandise, and then you also enjoy some great destinations.
It was kind of neat, because when Michelle was writing to us that she was coming on down and so on, I thought I would introduce her to Mary Lees, who we know very well. And because Mary Lees is an excellent shopper, I mean, she can find a bargain where people thought there were none. You know, for $5, she'll buy a wardrobe for 72 people. I mean, you know, I'm exaggerating,
that,
but...
So.
She's very good at it, but I thought when we saw Sandra Phillips, I said, geez, if you
nobody
want to talk
better.
About religion, you may as well go to God herself. I mean, who
there's
can...
nobody better in
Absolutely.
The city
I
to
just,
do that.
So Sandra, it was really wonderful meeting you. She'll be on the air with us on the 18th of April, and she's going to be a regular feature here on Travel World because she actually does do a lot of traveling. She also knows a few of the quirky things and a lot of interesting stories and a generally all-around fun lady to have with us on the show.
And while we're talking about bargains, I think you asked me to mention something about the Elizabeth Arden discount store.
Oh, yes. Tell us
yes.
about that.
For all you ladies out there who, you know, don't want to pay full price for Elizabeth Arden makeup, there is off Exit 7 in Stamford, Connecticut. I know this because I go there. It is wonderful. If you stay at the Stamford Sheraton overnight, you get a day pass to go to the Elizabeth Arden discount store. That's the only way you can get in there because otherwise it's just for employees. And the makeup, and they also have men's cologne and whatnot, is all about 50 to 70% off. I bought a $250 bottle, and this is in U.S., of, Elizabeth Taylor White Diamonds in the Rhinestone Crystal Bottle for $50.
Oh, wow.
I know. I mean, perfume isn't necessarily exciting for you unless you're smelling my neck, of course. And
well, just don't leave it open-ended like that.
No, I mean, it gives us that opportunity to make a comment and don't...
Well, I was giving you that opportunity. After all, I'm new. I deserve a little bit of abuse before I abuse you. I don't want to play unfair here because you guys just can't win.
What have we gotten ourselves into?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
It's really going to have you fun in Montreal. One of the things we do whenever we travel, we did this in Milwaukee as well, is we also publicize Montreal around the world, and especially CIQC, because we feel it really reflects the true Montrealers and the true Montreal spirit. Generosity, giving,
yes.
And general, it's a party town, man. And the thing is, Milwaukee is as well, but
mm-hmm.
Whenever we go any place, this is what we do. So when you come back, we're actually very happy to host you here. We want to hear your impressions of Montreal. We want to know how you like it here, because a lot of us, we've gotten kind of complacent. You know, we know...
you know your own neighborhood, and you know your own routine.
And who really cares about going off on the side streets and exploring and trying to find different things to do?
Right. You get to know more of your own city when you have visitors. And one of those things, you'll be exploring the city, compliments of the STCUM. And if people have visitors coming from out of town, a great way for them to explore the city is the tourist card. It's $5 for one day of unlimited travel, or $12 for 3 days of unlimited travel. Anywhere on the...
Bus and Metro.
Get around the city the best way possible.
So that's really great having you on board.
And I'm very happy to be here. Thank you.
And now we're also going to introduce you to another Montreal tradition, pizza donini.
Yeah, pizza donini.
Ooh,
you're going to get your first.
That's what Americans call pizza.
Yeah.
Za.
Yeah,
great Montreal-style pizza from a Montreal company. 31 locations in Greater Montreal. Just one number to remember. 383-6000, piping hot, oven fresh, at your door in 30 minutes or less. 383-6000, pizza donini.
Roll the break.
You're listening to Travel World on CIQC.
Go choose Elizabeth.
AM 600 Montreal.
Know who some of your best friends are? The butchers at RS Quality Meats in the Marché de l'Ouest. It's true, they're friends you can rely on to provide you the best choice, the best quality, and the best service. All their beef is Canada Grade A1. All their staff are experienced in cutting and preparing special cuts for you. And they guarantee satisfaction or your money back. They even provide car service. Deal with professionals, your friends at RS Quality Meats in the Marché de l'Ouest, de Salaberry and DDO. RS Quality since 1981.
Are you getting into a serious relationship? Or maybe wondering about your spouse's recent behavior? Don't torment yourself any longer. Call Checkmate, a licensed and bonded detective agency. Checkmate Investigations are the specialists in marital investigations. Call Checkmate, 445-1949. Or toll free at 1-888-877-1949. To find out the real truth you need to know. From criminal to civil, matrimonial to corporate, put the Checkmate team of highly trained professionals to work for you. Checkmate, in business since 1991. Checkmate, 445-1949.
Hey, good morning. Leslie Robinson broadcasting live from 3450 Côte-Vertu. We're right across from Place Vertu. I'm going to be here till 2 o'clock this afternoon, getting a chance to meet a lot of our CIQC listeners, and it's a pleasure. Come on down here. They're open till 6 o'clock tonight. Weaver & Weaver is the name of this location. They are liquidating their Persian carpets, and that means great news for you. Liquidation means up to 80% savings. Retail savings up to 80%, if you can imagine that. They've got carpets in your price range, anywhere from a couple of $100 to a few thousand. It depends on what you're looking for. We have carpets of all sizes as well, including oversize. And what you have to do is bring your measurements, bring your fabric swatches, so you don't have to keep coming back. They take all major credit cards, including Interact. We've got free parking for you, and it's a location that's very easy to find, right across from Place Vertu Shopping Center. The address is 3450 Côte Vertu. These carpets, by the way, are handmade, 100% wool and silk. No imitations. They come from Iran, Pakistan, India, and China, just to name a few. Want to save yourself some money on some beautiful Persian carpets? Come and see us. 3450 Côte Vertu, across from Place Vertu, Weaver & Weaver's liquidation sale.
Hi, this is Stephen Pink, and I love my computer thanks to the good folks at Saturnus. Call Saturnus at 990-0802. They've been in business for 25 years, and now I know why. Saturnus really knows their stuff, and they deliver. And when new things come out, they'll upgrade me. Now that's being computer smart. In business for 25 years, you know that their two-year guarantee on everything really means something. Just ask one of their many satisfied customers, like me. No matter what I need, I just call 990-0802, and it's there in no time. Call Saturnus today at 990-0802.
This Easter, Maxi and Maxi and Company present a savory parade of exquisite delicacies. Sensational smoked salmon.
Mmm.
Heavenly hearts of palm.
Mmm.
Perfect party pâtés.
Ah.
And a world of cheeses.
Mmm.
Now that's home entertainment, and it's just for starters, because also on parade is everything you crave for Easter dinner. And now, as always, Maxi and Maxi and Company gives you the lowest bill in town for your whole Easter basket.
Wow.
Don't forget your best friends when you go on vacation. Call Langill Kennels in Dorval today, 631-8704. West Islanders have trusted Langills with their pets since 1970. With an animal hospital right on the premises, pet owners can relax knowing that a veterinarian is not just on call, he's on site. And your pet will delight in Langill's choice of diets and experience care just like at home. Plus, each dog enjoys the freedom of his own indoor and outdoor run. Your pet deserves the very best. Langill's Country Setting Kennels in Dorval, 631-8704.
I'm Dennis Chisholm of Chisholm Appcor. When the time comes to change your existing windows and doors, or renovating your kitchen or bathroom as part of your plans, and when you know you just can't put off redoing your roof any longer, call Chisholm Appcor at 364-1890 for your free estimate and to get things started. Chisholm Appcor has been providing Montrealers with their renovation needs since 1956, and would be proud to have you as one of our valued customers. Chisholm Appcor, where quality and service is a 42-year tradition. That's Chisholm Appcor, 364-1890.
Hello, this is Michelle Landry, and tell Brother Bernie to listen to Travel World on CIQC.
CIQC. Some folks are born made to wave the flag. Ooh, they're red, white, and blue. And when the band waves hail to the chief, ooh, they point the cannon at you.
Welcome back. Travel World on AM600 CIQC, and we've got an American festival for you here today because we've got all kinds of special guests lined up for you. After the 32 break that'll be coming up, we've got the generous folks in from New Hampshire and my favorite place in New Hampshire, Seabrook, and we'll discuss some very interesting vacation possibilities. Plus, I think they got something up their sleeve. I'm not exactly sure what it is, so stay tuned because there's going to be a bit of a dial-in contest or something like that. I don't know what they got planned, but boy, it's going to be
something. Stay listening and you'll find out.
Definitely. I think we got a special guest in studio. Is it? It's Monica Lewinsky, Chad.
Hello. How are you doing?
Oh, gee, Monica. Well, welcome to Montreal.
Well, thank you very much. I'm, like, really looking forward to exploring Montreal and all of its people.
Oh, I bet you are. So tell us about your ex-boyfriends.
You mean like Neil and Bob or Bill?
Oh, Bill, I believe, yeah. We all have Bills, I suppose. Oh, my goodness. Michelle has one excellent voice. She can modulate it like crazy. She can do an excellent Marilyn Monroe, can't you?
Oh, I could. Would you like me to try?
Yeah. Sing a birthday. There's got to be a president of something someplace.
President of the Chamber of Commerce.
The president of the Chamber of Commerce. Why don't you sing for the president of the Chamber of Commerce? It's his birthday today.
Is it? Oh,
well,
wow.
Whether it's officially not, but sing to him.
Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. President of the Chamber of Commerce. Oh, baby. Happy birthday to you.
Now, that's a warm welcome for the folks from New Hampshire. Yeah, that's for sure. Well, you know something? Michelle is new to Montreal, and we're happy to have you here.
And I'm happy to be here. Everyone has just welcomed me with open arms. I mean, this is... I come from Michigan, and I guess we're friendly there, but I come here, and everyone's willing to take the shirt off their back and welcome me into their home.
That's the wrong kind of bar, actually, that you've been to.
Well, no, I'll need ones and fives for that show research.
I'm not sure. Oh, my goodness.
High-budget show.
We have too much fun here.
Yes.
But anyway, so you'll be exploring the town and day and night. You're going to be checking out the old Montreal, lots of shopping, and also, you know, how you can have lots of fun. Montreal is a party town. We've got thousands of festivals within the city. I think a list I saw back in 1988 said there were 946 festivals, so it's got to have improved by... or increased by now, so.
So what kind of things would you direct me towards in exploring the city?
We'd probably give you a guidebook and let you make your own choices. We want to know how an outsider likes Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, coming from your eyes, it's better than coming from our
eyes.
Right,
it's better that you explore things, and then each week while you're here, let us know some of the things you've discovered.
We're glad you like the city.
And, of course,
like
if there's any listeners who have any of those out-of-the-way places that a tourist might not necessarily find in the tourist book, please call the station at...
Call me during the week. 626-3132. Fax us 624-8887 or email us travelworld, all one word, lowercase letters, at reporters.net.
There we go. Now we're going to introduce a caller who's been holding on the line right?
One of our first guests today, Lauren Schwartz. She's a journalism student graduating this month from Concordia, who sort of made her name in Montreal radio during the ice storm coverage here on AM 600 back in January. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning, Stephen.
And you've got something interesting to share with us. It was a trip you took last May. Was it not?
Yes, it was about a year ago, last May. I went on a trip called Anguish to Hope, which was basically a mission to Hungary, Poland, and Israel for Canadian university students. And what we did is we toured Eastern Europe a little bit. We went through Poland. We visited the concentration camps there. And we went on something called the March of the Living, which is a large group of Jews from all over the world who, on the Day of Remembrance for the Holocaust, Yom HaShoah marched through Auschwitz. And then we ended our trip in Israel for 2.5 weeks to sort of round it out and make a happy ending to the trip. And it was absolutely a fantastic experience for me and I think most of the other students involved.
Right, because not only does it brings, history to life by actually seeing the actual locations.
That's it. And as I mentioned to you before, it's something that you really have to want to do before you go on the trip. When I mentioned it to a lot of people, they were like, oh, why would you want to do that? So it's something that you really want to do. And I think everyone on the trip got a lot from the experience.
Right. You come home with a certain knowledge or an inner feeling from having seen those locations.
Exactly.
Now, how did you get to know about this organization putting together the trip?
I actually saw an advertisement in the school newspaper, and I called them up. It was Combined Jewish Appeal in Montreal, and we had meetings there. So I found out about it through my school newspaper.
And when you travel with the group, like they fly to one particular location and then take a bus or the train the rest of the way? Or
yes, we flew first to Hungary. And we landed in Hungary, and after we toured through Hungary, we took a bus ride that I would not recommend to anyone from Hungary to Poland. I think it was 10 hours or 12 hours, something like that, and then another two-hour wait at the border in Poland, into Poland.
Sounds like flying Air Canada Toronto.
Yeah, so that wasn't the most pleasant experience, that bus ride, but and then we flew from Poland to Israel.
Right, so you sort of made a circle tour within Europe and then flew on to Israel.
Yeah.
Now, the accommodations, where did they put you up? When you take one group like this, are they putting you up in local homes or in hostels? Or?
Well, in Hungary and Poland, we actually stayed in hotels, local hotels. In Hungary, in fact, we were all pleased to be staying at a Best Western, which I think was one of the nicer hotels in Budapest. In Israel, we stayed in hostels, and personally, I'd never stayed in hostels before, and I was pleasantly surprised. They have something called the International Youth Hostels Association, where they're sort of generic hostels, but they were very clean, great food, really, really nice accommodations. In fact, in one of the hostels we stayed at in Eilat, it's sort of a resort town in the south of Israel, we were right in between these luxury hotels, so it was just a great experience. I'd definitely go back.
Okay, I think Michelle has a question for you.
Now, as a woman, did you have to take any special safety precautions while you were traveling in either Israel or in, what was it, Poland?
Poland.
Yes.
That's a really interesting question, actually. Not so much as a woman, but in Hungary and Poland, we actually had armed guards with us the whole time, walking with us. I think, first of all, maybe because they were afraid of anti-Semitism. At one point, a few males on my trip wear kippahs, the Jewish skull caps, and someone advised them that it might be a good idea to take them off in some of the smaller towns we went to. So we did have armed guards in Eastern Europe, also in terms of not getting lost at night. I didn't feel any fear as a woman,
okay.
But there was definitely that degree of sort of potential, trying to avoid potential racism or anti-Semitism.
Absolutely.
And the trip organizers, of course, as you mentioned, did take those necessary security precautions so that the participants would feel at ease and could, you know, really get something out of the trip without having to worry about their safety at all times.
Yeah, and I must say, at first, it didn't make me feel at ease at all. I didn't want to be walking around with sort of two big guys with guns. But after a while, you sort of learn to ignore them, and there was a level of safety there.
Now, what does one of these trips cost? What dollar amount are we looking at?
The trip isn't cheap. It was about $3,000 for the 3 weeks, everything paid. However, the beauty of this trip, and something that I failed to do, which I really should have done, is it's so, so easy to be subsidized on this trip. A lot of people that were on my trip got, I think, $1,000 to $2,000. So they paid about $1,000 or $2,000 for the whole experience. So no one had any problems getting subsidized. They basically would just write a letter explaining their need and their interest in going on the trip, and I don't know anyone who was denied a subsidy.
Sounds interesting. Now, where does somebody find out more information if they want to go? How often are these trips organized?
The trip is organized once a year, I believe. There's also a trip for high school students called the March of the Living. What I would recommend is you could contact the local Combined Jewish Appeal here in Montreal, or there's also the Israel Experience Center, I believe, the Canada Israel Experience Center. And I think they're located in the Cavendish Mall in Côte Saint-Luc.
Okay, so we can invite listeners to call. Any particular places that you would like to go in the future? You've taken this sort of your first major international trip, a learning experience. Are there any destinations that, if given the opportunity, you would like to experience?
Oh, yeah. Well, I got bit by the traveling bug really hard when I went last time, and we actually stopped. We had a stopover in Amsterdam, so I got to explore Amsterdam for a day, which was a big tease because that's absolutely a beautiful, beautiful city.
We love Amsterdam. No guns.
No guns, yeah, that's it. Lots of tulips and bicycles and canals.
We certainly like the tulips in Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Oh.
Anyway, I'd love
you
to go.
Men.
I don't know if I can go that long without pizza. In Amsterdam, they can't make a pizza to save their life. Not like Pizza Danini can.
No, just that one number to call, 383-6000. So we're going to be introducing Michelle to Pizza Danini this afternoon for her first Montreal-style pizza. So thank you, Lauren Schwartz, for taking a few moments this Saturday morning to share those experiences with us. Look forward to talking to you again soon here on AM 600.
And we're going to explore Seabrook following the break. You ever see that movie Full Metal Jacket? Where they go, this is my rifle, this is my gun.
Yeah.
So.
Yes.
Roll the break.
And now the holiday.
Hunting your dead.
DIQC, Montreal.
8 million tax returns are filed incorrectly every year. Don't let yours be one of them. Call Parrott Holdings. With 20 years' experience, you'll get the best returns and the best advice, all at reasonable rates. Let Parrott Holdings plan your whole tax year, not just your return. File it electronically and get your refund within 15 days. For consultations and advice, business and personal, see the tax experts at Parrott Holdings. Call now, 631-1046. That's 631-1046.
And good morning, Leslie Robinson, broadcasting live from 3450 Codeville 2. This is Weaver and Weaver's giant liquidation on Persian carpets that come from as far away as Pakistan, China, India, just to name a few places. A great history behind these carpets. If you've got the time, any one of the salespeople here will fill you in. Basically, you need to get down here if you are in the market for carpets or rugs. If you want to pay more, you'll go somewhere else. If you want to pay less and get the kind of quality that they offer at this location, you will come down here. We had people early, about 20 minutes before the door opened, waiting at the front door just to get in. That's the whole idea. Get out early. If you want to do some shopping around, do that. But before you buy your Persian carpets anywhere, please come down to this location. Check it out. If you don't find what you need in your price range, then you can, of course, go somewhere else. But before you make your final decision, we want to get you out here to 3450 Codeville 2. They have savings up to 80%. Doors are open till 6 o'clock tonight. All major credit cards, including Interact, free parking. We're trying to make it easy for you. 3450 Codeville 2, Weaver and Weaver's giant liquidation on Persian carpets.
Take a one-hour vacation and soothe your body at Luxocor Mesotherapy at its finest. Enjoy a professional, therapeutic, Swedish, Californian, or stress-healing massage in a warm, inviting, upscale atmosphere given by a caring staff for whom your total comfort and well-being are of the utmost concern. Luxocor 374-8181. Open 7 days a week from 10 to 10 by appointment only. Your body deserves a break. Relax and enjoy at Luxocor today. 374-8181. Melt your cares away with Luxocor 374-8181.
Most people have a physical every year, but when was the last time you had a financial physical? If you have an investment or RRSP portfolio, make sure you know all the facts about your investments. One way to do that is to listen to The Money Show, Sundays from 5 to 6 with Babas Chronopoulos on AM 600. Another way to get the best investment advice is to order the free special reports from Investors Group. Learn all you need to know about RRSPs and tax planning. Call 1-888-829-2725. That's 1-888-829-2725.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
This Easter, Maxi and Maxi and Company present a savory parade of exquisite delicacies. Sensational smoked salmon.
Mmm.
Heavenly hearts of palm.
Ooh.
Perfect party pâtés.
Ah.
And a world of cheeses.
Mmm.
Now that's home entertainment. And it's just for starters. Because also on parade is everything you crave for Easter dinner. And now, as always, Maxi and Maxi and Company gives you the lowest bill in town for your whole Easter basket.
Wow.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Come home to comfort and convenience. Come home to Cavendish Mall, celebrating 25 years of serving the community. Cavendish Mall, with a fabulous array of shops and boutiques, great restaurants, state-of-the-art cinemas, and Treasure Island Playground. Your mall away from home, Cavendish Mall in Côte Saint-Luc.
Hi, this is Amanda Ober from News Channel 2 in Orlando. Stay tuned for my exclusive reports from Florida here on Travel World with Stephen Pickford on AM 600 CIQC.
I gotta keep the faith, and I gotta go and renew my faith down in Seabrook, my favorite place in New Hampshire. But
oh, yeah, keep the faith. We've got some great guys here from Hampton Beach, and who better actually to have done our station ID before than Amanda Ober, former junior
from
Miss New Hampshire. Yes.
Manchester.
Manchester.
You can probably say it, Manchester.
Manchester.
But, yeah, exactly.
So we've got to stress the right syllable.
Syllable, yes. Well, we got, Robert, we got a whole bunch of folks down here from New Hampshire. We're really happy to have you in
the
studio.
New Hampshire Seacoast area.
Especially in the Seacoast area. It's only 18 miles, but it's 18 of the best beach you'd ever seen. I go down there with Steve every year on purpose to go down to the beach there. It's gorgeous. You just got to do it. Tell us more about it.
Man knows his beach.
Oh, you bet.
Well, first of all, we're here really at the Summer Travel Show. We're here for a long weekend. It's a great show over the Palais de Congrès, and we're here celebrating our our Canadian Appreciation Days, which we're going to have in August. We have many festivals throughout the year at Hampton Beach. We have Hobie Cat Regattas. We have Children's Festival. We've got probably one of the largest. Seafood festivals. You've got to come down, Willem. I think you might like this. We close the boardwalk down. We've got about a half a mile of tents, over 60 restaurants cooking seafood.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Sounds like something, eh?
That happens.
That happens. Delicious.
Yeah, that happens a weekend after Labor Day, but we've got a couple of members of Hampton Beach just... hoteliers here today. We got Mike Roy from the Atlantic Motel and the flagship. We got Tom Higgins, Harris Real Estate. Yeah, Hampton Beach, as you know, has got all kinds of accommodations in a very popular form, cottages. So Harris Real Estate, they'll rent you a cottage. Mm-hmm. And when you come down, especially during Canadian Appreciation Days, which is August 22 to 28, we'll trolley you all around. We've got these wonderful little trolleys. And
this is something, eh?
Yeah, we saw those trolleys.
You know,
like a lot of fun.
I don't even think it's some specific weekend that's Canadian Appreciation Day, because whenever we go down there, we're always welcome. Like, they want to welcome us into their home. Here, welcome adopted son. It's something else.
No, yeah. You're right. It's a very friendly, family-friendly, especially beach. You guys are great to have us on the show, but... we saw a strange thing on Route 720. I don't know if you guys have seen it. You know.
Oh yes, Route 720.
You know, yes. Hampton.
720 is yes. the.
Have you seen the billboard with our sacred Hampton Beach fish?
The Hampton Beach fish.
You know, we've never seen it. You know, out west they've got the Sasquatch, the Bigfoot, and you know you've heard of the Tibetan abominable snowman and Loch. Nest.
The Loch Ness Monster.
They got Nellie. Well, we've got our legendary fish at Hampton Beach. We've never seen it. We didn't see it till we were on our way to the studio today.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this huge billboard.
Uh-huh.
And there's our fish. We've never seen it. It's a legendary fish. In fact, we're so proud that someone put it on a billboard. We thought, hey, now that the cat's out of the bag and everybody in Montreal has seen it, let's have a contest. Let's give it a name.
Okay.
Are you guys up for that?
Oh, I'm
you want to give a name to the Hampton Beach fish?
Listen, and anybody that wants to participate in this game, we're going to give them a nice reward. We're going to tie it in with Vermont Transit. We're going to offer a free weekend to Hampton Beach in August.
Free weekend?
August 22. All expenses paid. We'll put you up.
Oh,
We'll get you dinner. We'll take you around on our trolley. We'll take you deep sea fishing. We'll look for that fish. And we're inviting you guys, too. Stephen, Willem, be our guests.
Good to me.
We'll have a junket from CIQC.
Wow.
You guys, you know, they can call in here. If you've seen that billboard fish, if you can name that fish. That's not a frozen fish, by the way. That's a special evolution. Exactly.
You know, the only thing better than 3 days at the beach is 3 days at the beach.
Yes.
I got to say that. And on Highway 720, that's the Ville-Marietta route. Take a look for the billboard. There's a couple of fish, and give it a name.
Give the Hampton. Now, and please, folks, it may look like it, but it's not a cod.
No, it's not. It is not a codfish,
cod.
Even though it's only got one eye.
It's a Hampton fish, and I think there's more than one out there, but you can enter this contest in several different ways. You can call this number here. You can talk to Stephen.
Call us up at 790-0600. Do you want to have 3 days at the beach during the summer? Join us.
Another way you can
give a name to the codfish. Not a codfish, the Hampton Beach fish.
Hey, we've got a great 800 number you can call also at Hampton Beach.
Seabrook.
you can call. No, it's 1-800-GET-A-TAN. That's easy to remember.
1-800-GET-A-TAN.
Forget that number. 1-800-GET-A-TAN.
Great
number.
1-800-GET-A-TAN.
If you see the fish, we're going to keep this contest for going for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And, you know,
so those of you who want to name the Hampton Beach fish, you can either phone us right here at the studio during your Travel World at 790-0600, Star Mobility for the Bell Mobility subscribers, Star 600.
Yeah,
that
star
is
Star 600.
Star Mobility.
Norm and Mike are going to try to find how they can push Star and Stella Mobility.
I saw Norm this weekend, believe it or not, and we're getting...
get Norm in the studio.
You bet, yeah. Norm is actually... working at a shipping company now. He's no longer practicing holistic auto repair, so...
Holistic auto repair?
Yes, automobile, heal thyself.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, lots of customers. They were lined up at the door.
Oh,
it's kind of a hands-on...
Well, that would be Seabrook. My favorite Christian bookstore.
This man loves Seabrook.
I thought you were an atheist.
Your name...
I'm not an
You're
atheist.
Not really Ivan, are you?
Well, that would be the name of the fish now, wouldn't it?
No.
But you've also got a lot of activities planned for the rest of the summer as well.
Absolutely.
Because people go to a beach destination, sometimes it's just the beach, and then at night, you know, 5 o'clock, sun goes down, and there's nothing else
to
do.
I've been to the Hampton area. It is full of things to do. It's got clubs, it's got things to... It's got places to go, restaurants, activities.
We've got a famous concert venue. Since the 50s, we've done everybody from Roy Orbison, Jerry Garcia. I know I'm just naming dead guys now, but we've...
well, then that would definitely draw people if they could go see the dead guys.
Hey,
Elliot, have a donut.
A little bit of trivia is, where was the band, Bob Weir and the band, playing the night Jerry died? Guess where? Geez. Not Seabrook.
Not Seabrook?
Hampton Beach. They're at the Casino Balm. It's a great venue. We've got a Equity Playhouse, Hampton Playhouse. We have terrific events, as you said, Stephen, all summer, including a Hobie Cat Regatta, a terrific week for children's, you know, complete with, oh, yeah. The biggest thing we do. There you go. Thanks, Tom.
Yeah, thank you, Tom.
The PR guy forgot what we specialize. That's entertainment every night of the week. We got a famous Seashells band. We have a tremendous top-notch entertainment every night. Every Thursday night, it's country. Wednesday night, we have show bands. Yeah, we do country western. And every Wednesday night, we have spectacular fireworks sponsored by Hampton Beach Entertainment Center.
Oh, wow. Now, that is something.
Yeah, every Wednesday night, and we also have every holiday.
You have karaoke and stuff there, too.
That's correct.
You got everything going on down there.
There you go.
It's the best place to go. Usually, we fly down on Air Subaru, you know. We stop off at the border and talk to Dwayne, and we head down to Del Taco.
It's a nice, easy drive and a beautiful drive down first through the Green Mountains of Vermont and the White Mountains of New Hampshire, and hours.
We actually, I made a door-to-door when I came up here Thursday in 5 hours.
Wow.
Hampton Beach.
And that's right, not driving like us either.
No,
that's
I'm sure you don't drive like Willem.
That's not
you don't
want to
drive like Willem.
That's not Air Subaru.
Buy extra life insurance if you're with Willem.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much. You know, wear a helmet with Danielle, too. So, anyway, be that as it may, they have great pizza down in Hampton Beach, but not as good as Pizza Donini.
No, Pizza Donini, it's mouth-watering, oven-fresh, at your door in 30 minutes or less by calling just one number, 383-6000, Montreal-style pizza from a Montreal company. Just that one number to remember, 383-6000.
Chad, roll the break.
Travel World will continue.
Keep on rocking me, baby.
Go choose some razor blades.
Keep on rocking me, baby.
Kind of look like a couple of red lobsters.
Keep on rocking me, baby.
CIQC, Montreal.
When you shop Murillacos, it's a feeling.
And it's incredible savings every day. Like cauliflower, 69 cents each. Iceberg lettuce, 2 for 99 cents. Bananas, 39 cents a pound. And medium ground beef, $1.59 a pound.
The garden of the Mediterranean. Supermarket, Murillacos.
On Notre Dame in Chamonix, St. John's Road in Pierrefonds, Newman in LaSalle, and O'Brien in St. Laurent.
Almost 12 o'clock, so we'll say good afternoon to you. Leslie Robinson once again, broadcasting live from 3450 Côteville 2. We are at the Weaver & Weaver Giant Liquidation, and we've got a great group of salespeople down here. Come on down and see what they have to offer. And, well, in terms of Persian carpets, of course, if you're looking for rugs or carpets, we want to get you down here. You've got to get down here. You can get savings up to 80%. They have a beautiful selection of merchandise. Doors stay open until 6 o'clock tonight. Let me give an example of some of that. It's a 7x10 Febreze. This was selling for $2,700, now down to $550. Also, they've got just a beautiful Dury. It's a 9x12, handmade, 100% wool, $1,200, 80% off. You'll pay $245 for this rug today. All of these rugs are handmade, 100% wool and silk, no imitations. They come from Iran, Pakistan, India, and they have beautiful carpets, including oversized, by the way, carpets of all sizes. We take all major credit cards, including Interact. Come and see us. The Weaver & Weaver Giant Liquidation on Persian Carpets at 3450 Côte Vertu.
Nothing is worse than car trouble in the wintertime. Our team will only do what is necessary to get you back on the road. We can arrange for low-cost towing if needed. Engine, transmission, electronic, heater, and cold start problems, we can solve them all. We also have loaners available. Honesty, trust, integrity, and technical competence are our trademark. So call me, Phil Bailey, at 631-9104. That's 631-9104.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loosebark Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West, between Clark and St. Urbain. Telephone 271-5058.
This Easter, Maxie and Maxie and Company present a savory parade of exquisite delicacies. Sensational smoked salmon.
Mmm.
Heavenly hearts of palm.
Ooh.
Perfect party pâtés.
Ah.
And a world of cheeses.
Mmm.
Now that's home entertainment, and it's just for starters, because also on parade is everything you crave for Easter dinner. And now, as always, Maxie and Maxie and Company gives you the lowest bill in town for your whole Easter basket.
Wow.
When you invest this year, call Ron Greeley from Executive Financial Services. Ron Greeley is an independent investment advisor. He can get you any investment fund, including well-known names like GT Global and Dynamic. Ron will sit down with you and design a plan that works best for you, just like he did for me. And now I'm a homeowner. Thanks in part to Ron Greeley's investment advice. Call him today at 731-2438. That's 731-2438. Ron Greeley, Executive Financial Services.
For the latest information on what affects your personal finances, listen weekdays to The Business Report on AM 600. And call DPM Financial Planning Group, Canada's mutual fund and RRSP professionals, at 630-7500.
Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trips to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zagary Travel's USA on business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top five fly carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call the corporate travel specialist at Zagary Travel in Dollard today, 626-3132, to find out how you can save your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zagary, 626-3132.
Hi, this is Cynthia Fodor from KCCI-TV in Des Moines, Iowa. Happy to be back on the air in Montreal again with Stephen Pickford and Travel World on AM 600 CIQC.
Welcome back to AM 600 CIQC. We know that Chad repeated that when he wasn't looking properly because Danielle walked in.
He was just distracted. The beauty before his eye, just his mind wandered.
Oh, my God, now I know why he was distracted. Chad, you're off the hook. I see what Danielle's wearing.
Yeah,
did it. So what are you wearing, Danielle?
Clothes and nothing.
Oh, my God. Prosper, you got to see this. Prosper is, of course, at home.
Yeah, Prosper Bannon, the melodious tones of Prosper Bannon, not with us this week.
So he's busy moving or doing something. I think he's having a movement at home. I'm not sure about what he's doing.
Danielle, even if you don't know the name of the fish, you're invited to Hampton. That junk is the Vermont Transit junk at the Hampton Beach.
Yes, we still have a couple of seats there.
In fact, it no longer exists unless Danielle does come.
Well, suggested names so far have been Bob, Phil, Ed, and Ted. So anybody who still wants to call in, who wants to have a free time at the beach, this is serious. The folks from Hampton Beach are inviting us all down. You'll join Stephen, myself, and a host of other
Danielle.
And Danielle, of course, she's coming to the beach with us.
Don't forget, Danielle's coming.
We can't,
And then there's Danielle.
And, of course, then there's Danielle.
And don't forget Michelle.
And don't forget Michelle, of course.
We'll also invite Amanda over.
So those of us, just call in 790-0600. Think of a name for the fish and give it to Chad, and you'll be an instant winner.
Or you can call 1-800-GET-A-TAN. That's Hampton Beach, folks.
Yeah, but they don't know anything about the contest. You just laid that on us Montrealers, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, well, I'm gonna call 1-800-GET-A-TAN right now. We'll play. No, all you have to do is name the fish and leave your name and address, and we're going to enter you in a contest.
There we go.
And you'll also send them a full guide.
You got to leave your information.
Well, I don't know if we'll do that.
No. You have to beg.
I don't know if we're going to send them a guidebook.
There we go.
But I was reminded by one of my colleagues here. We're talking about entertainment value in the Hampton Beach area. Besides the things we've listed, we also talked about deep sea fishing, whale watching, fireworks. Is also
wonderful. Whale watching.
You like whale? Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Well, that's a recurring bit on the show. I mean, of course, it is theoretically a nice thing, but of course, I've seen the pictures, and that's good enough for me. Steven's a jinx, because every time he goes out on the boat, he ends up getting on, Poseidon or something like that.
Yeah, it just
that.
Seems to go up and down, and, done it twice. It's fun. You owe to yourself once to try whale watching. I tell everyone that.
It's kind of fun going with Jay Rubenstein, watching him go, Bobby, here comes your lunch.
Yeah. If there's nothing better than whale watching, what's better than going whale watching is go whale watching with Jay Rubenstein.
Like I said to Danielle the other day, Danielle, when you come to Hampton Beach, Danielle, you must let me take you to the Seabrook Greyhound Dog Track, because, first of all, they've got a wonderful, superb restaurant there. It's wonderful, exciting fun, and they, I'm told, I'm not sure about this, Tom, do they simulcast all the big races there, like the Kentucky Derby, the Preakness, the Belmont? Yeah, I think they do. I think that's accurate. I think that's safe to say you can see simulcast thoroughbred racing from all over the country. It's a great track.
And they have a science and nature center there in Seabrook as well, don't they?
That's correct. Yep.
So something for the children as well, something to learn.
Of course,
in
like their natural exhibits in Seabrook and the Christian bookstores.
Natural location, yes.
Yes. The all-naturals.
strong Christian background in the Seabrook area. And of course,
I can tell. Yes.
Yes.
Men.
Now, one of those food specialties, looking through here, what exactly is fried dough? I mean, I've seen it there, and I didn't really know whether I should try it, but are you a fan of fried dough?
Actually, I am. Fried dough is practically a national treasure. I mean, it's a regional treasure. I mean,
you saw it all over Salisbury, Steve.
Yeah, I saw it.
Fried dough.
I didn't try it.
We have to tell the listeners about it.
Yeah.
It's, you had a beaver tail in Montreal. It's somewhat similar to that. Or is it not?
I won't touch that. The beaver tail.
Yes.
As I was saying...
that's what they call it here.
Exact term. I mean, would we make anything up? Would we not be telling the absolute honest truth?
Yes, they wouldn't be telling the absolute honest truth. They're men.
Actually, fried dough has gotten many a low-budget vacationer, through some thin times, almost on any beach on the Atlantic coast. It's a staple.
That's good.
So one of those things that you owe it to yourself.
Yeah, actually, I mean, they put everything on it. They put cinnamon, peanut butter, kumquat. Mm. persimmon.
But
the tip is
cinnamon. But the tip is to eat it after the whale watching trip.
Cinnamon.
You actually, there are some places they pack it in special boxes for you, and you can take it. You can take the fried dough with you.
Okay, sounds interesting. I will try it out when I head down there on the Vermont Transit trip.
Yeah, Vermont Transit, still got some open seats.
We're going.
Actually, there's only two left, so the first two callers better get your calls in just before the top of the hour if you want to have a free trip to the beach with the whole gang here at CIQC. Wow, it's going to be a lot of fun.
A lot of fun.
Call 790-0600. And We'll get you to
all
the
right,
beach.
Shall we tell them where we're staying? We got Mike Roy here. Mike, you want to tell them a little bit about
the
flagship motor court?
Come a little closer to the mic,
motel.
Mike.
Yeah, get a little closer there. We'll swing
Thank
around
you
there.
Us today.
Mike, you got to talk right into it.
Our winners for the contest will stay at the flagship motor court, which is located one block from the Hampton Beach State Park. Short walk to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
All the rooms are currently modern, and it's a great family resort.
Good.
Well, looking forward to it. It looks great here in the
this
brochure.
This place is right on the beach now, isn't it?
Absolutely. That's right on the water.
Oh,
overlooking
wow.
The water. Overlooking the blue Atlantic, where our famous fish, and once again, whoever discovered that, took the picture of the fish and put it up on a billboard, we owe you, really, you know, this is wonderful. You know, we're natives, and we've never seen it. So it's a thrill to come to Montreal and see our famous, legendary, I can't describe it. You've got to go up on Route 720 and check it out. Come up with a name, and you're going to be at Hampton Beach in August.
I have a name.
The CIQC guys.
I have a name.
What do you have a name?
Dinner. Lemon and butter.
Well, great seafood. You can't go to Hampton Beach.
Thanks, Michelle. That's great. You want to pan fry our regional treasure, our pride and joy. I can imagine what you do to Sasquatch.
Well, Michelle wanted to barbecue Yuppie.
No, that would not be a pleasant sight, but great seafood. That's one thing when you go
you probably want to take our sacred fish and put them between two pieces of fried dough.
That sounds good, though.
Oh, man. No. That's as bad as I was talking to Lonnie the other day, and I was munching on my, actually, it's Danielle's staple food. It's the Wendy's Frosty, of course, and... I was
hoping you'd mention Danielle again.
Well,
did you mention Danielle's coming to Hampton Beach?
Did you mention Danielle?
Danielle's
here.
I think Danielle made an impression.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
I really do.
Well,
who's Danielle?
Danielle's blushing.
Danielle is, you can see what she's not almost wearing, I suppose, but...
In
other words, she's completely naked underneath her clothes, and she can prove it.
Oh, yeah?
Well, we all are.
Okay, we're waiting.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Actually, Danielle, we have your theme song for the end of the show.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Well, we come to a close of another show, a little bit of a change of pace from our usual Je Reviendrai à Montréal. We've got Danielle's theme song.
She's a very kinky girl.
There we go.
Thank you.
Hey, from all the guys at Hampton Beach, we want to thank you for having us on the show. Enjoyed meeting Steve and Willem, Michelle. Did I mention? Very nice meeting Danielle.
No, I don't think you mentioned that.
I didn't think you mentioned it was nice to meet Danielle.
And that number to call again name the fish and also to get all the information you want for planning your summer vacation down in Hampton Beach, 1-800-GET-A-TAN. A lot of fun this week.
Who says we never give something back to Montreal? Those of you who find names for the fish, maybe we'll draw for the best names, of course.
Yeah, we'll be joining them on the trip. So next week we'll be talking about San Francisco and also the Napa Valley wine region. Regular correspondent Sharon Delaney from WXLV Winston-Salem back from Napa Valley. And Jerry Wagshall from CBC Montreal back from San Francisco.
Stephen, why do they call the boat ride in San Francisco the horn blower?
We'll find out from Jerry Wagshall next week right here on AM 600. CIQC, News and Information Radio, that's interactive.
I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
Thanks for listening, everybody.